The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon. All right. In our Gospel, yeah, I'll go ahead and sit down. In our Gospel lesson today, we heard that Jesus came across the lake in a boat, and he saw lots of people. This looks like a lots of people. Yeah, it looks like quite a few. Oh, there may be, maybe 90 folks here today? When he got to the shore, he saw 5,000 people. And you know what they wanted? They wanted him. Every one of them wanted to see Jesus. They either wanted to hear what he had to say, or they wanted to be healed by him, or have demons cast out. They were feeling sick. They had to have that disease and demons and everything else cast out of them. They wanted to be made well. Every single one of them. That 5,000 people. If you had 5,000 people saying, hey, trying to get to you, do you think you'd want to stay there? No. No, it would be overwhelming. It would be all this noise, all this commotion, and everybody wanted you. But you know what? Jesus had compassion. You know what compassion means? It means you feel sorry for people and you want to help them. You want to help them. Jesus said, he looked out and he saw all these people. They all had needs. They all had wants. He said, they look like sheep without a shepherd. They look like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep like to be together. And when they start to scatter out, well, then they start to get into a little bit of trouble. They may get tangled up in bushes, or they may fall off a cliff, or they may just get lost, or maybe they can't find their way back. They can't have water. Maybe there's no good food where they wander off to. So they need a shepherd. They need somebody to lead them, to bring them back together once again. So that we also read in our psalm today, Psalm 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And he leads me beside still waters. He takes me into green pastures." Jesus takes care of us. And you know what? Jesus took care of all those people. 5,000 people he took care of. And so it's a good idea that we too want to be a sheep in Jesus' flock, so that Jesus is our leader. He is our good shepherd. Okay, I know at Vacation Bible School we sang a song. Yeah, that would be great. At Vacation Bible School we sang a song. And so I am going to find that song for you right quick. Y'all ready to sing a song? Yep. Okay, let me see if I can find it. All right, guys, y'all ready? Y'all want to stand up? We're going to sing. I bet you can't guess what song we're going to sing. What were we talking about? Sheep? All right, so y'all got little sheep ears? Y'all got some sheep ears? All right, we're going to see sheep ears out here too. See, look at the sheep ears. See, they got sheep ears too. All right, I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've noticed in our gospel lesson this morning, there's a break in the reading. There's verses that have been left out in our reading. It's missing verses 35 through 52. What's missing in there is the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and then also the story of Jesus walking across the lake in the storm to get back into the boat, walking across water to get back into the boat with the disciples. Mark's gospel is always very interesting. Mark's gospel is the shortest. It is the most concise. It seems like everything is happening at once, but it's also a complicated gospel the way it's written because there are stories within stories. And so what we have here today are actually two separate stories. Of one is the story when he comes to this side of the lake. The other one is the story when he crosses once again and gets to the other side of the lake. But both of these stories are very similar in that when he arrives on the shore, there are huge crowds of people. And when he arrives, he has compassion on them and he ministers to them. Now, to really understand this compassion of Jesus, you have to understand where we are at in the story according to Mark. This whole chapter 6 is just filled with all sorts of stuff. I think chapter 5 ends with Jesus going to his own hometown and trying to do ministry there and being rejected. And he is amazed at their lack of faith, that they did not have faith. And it just says he was able to lay his hands on a few people and cured just a few diseases. But that doesn't stop Jesus. It doesn't discourage Jesus from continuing on in ministry. As a matter of fact, he expands his ministry, because it's at that point then he starts to send his disciples out two by two into separate villages, going every which direction, to go proclaim the message that the kingdom of God is at hand. His ministry is not squelched because he is rejected. His ministry actually expands when his ministry is rejected. So he sends all his disciples out, and they go out and they do this ministry. In the meantime, then, also here in Mark chapter 6, Jesus hears that John the Baptist has been beheaded. He hears of that death of John the Baptist, and it greatly moves him. Not only is John the Baptist the forerunner of Jesus, who baptized Jesus, he was also a relative. He was also a cousin. It also shows then, too, in this plan of God, that there is tragedy, that there is evil, even in the midst of God's plan. Not that God planned evil, but in spite of God, people still make bad choices. Evil still happens. And John is beheaded. Jesus needs to think about these things. He also needs to contemplate what is that, what is the foreshadowing of his own ministry? What's going to happen to him? He needed time to be quiet. He's had all these people mobbing him, asking for help. He's been preaching, he's been teaching, he's been casting out demons, he's been healing people. He needed quiet time. He needed time to rejuvenate, to pray to God, to think about these things, to grieve. Also, too, then, the disciples needed Jesus because they're all excited. They have been out teaching, they've been out preaching, they have been out casting out demons and also healing people. And they are excited because of the power that God has given them. Maybe some of them were a little bit disappointed when they were rejected and they have to talk to Jesus. How do we handle this? How do we handle that rejection? And that's where our story picks up for today. The disciples are starting to come back to Jesus. They're starting to tell Jesus the amazing things that happened as they went out and started doing ministry. And Jesus says, let's get in the boat. I know of a deserted place on a different part of the shore of the lake. We can go there. We can spend some time. You can tell me some more about what happened and the excitement, or maybe I can help you along, give you some pointers. And also, too, we just need time to relax. We need time to pray. We need time to sit down and worship God as well. So they get in the boat and they go to a deserted place. Well, you know the story. People see them, they recognize them, and people are running across the shore to go where they're going to land. And so by the time Jesus and the disciples get there, there's thousands of people. Thousands of people waiting for Jesus, all needing him. And that's, I think, the key of this story today. Jesus looked and he saw. Jesus needed rest. He needed time with his disciples. He needed time to rejuvenate. But he did not do that right then and there. Rather, he looked out in the crowd and he saw what they needed. And he had compassion on them. They looked like sheep without a shepherd. As I was mentioning in the children's sermon today, sheep without a shepherd are a mess. Back in that day, you had to have a shepherd around. There were no fences. There were wild animals. There were thieves. There were bandits. There were dangerous places. There were briars and brambles where sheep could get all tangled up. You needed a shepherd, somebody to watch over them, guide them, make sure that they would go and have good water or shelter them at night, make sure that they had good grass to graze on. Sheep without a shepherd are lost. They're just simply lost. There's too many dangerous things out there, and they will get destroyed. They will get destroyed. But Jesus has compassion on them. I know we have compassion a lot of times. particularly with those people that we know the most or that we love the most, a spouse, a child, a parent, when they get sick or whether they get injured or have a fall or break a bone. We want to do something about it. We want to help. We're there. We're willing to drop everything else and go help. Or for a friend as well then too. We will help that friend as best as we can. A lot of times though, our compassion is built upon one person or maybe compassion upon a single family. This was 5,000 people. And as I said, this story builds into then the feeding of the 5,000. And that, I think, is what we are going to hear about next week. But Jesus has compassion upon all these people. He has compassion upon everyone. That also means he has compassion upon us. When we are sick, when we are injured, when we are in need of a friend, when we are lonely, when we make bad choices, when we pull away from God, God still has compassion on us. He still has his compassion on us. He sees us as sheep without a shepherd. And he comes and he gathers us up once again. He makes sure that we have what we need. Sometimes we don't want to hear what he has to say. Sometimes we want to rebel. But he is still there, out looking for us, bringing us back in to the fold. We are the children of God. And Christ is our good shepherd who leads and guides us and has compassion for us. The kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.